All right, fine. Okay. So comes the Mishnah on the bottom of the base of an aleph and tells us that here we have a bunch of guys trying to drink their wine, and someone's going to get up and make a bracha or their bread. Perhaps the Mishnah actually really talking about the bread at this point. So they're sitting down to break bread, about to have their mitzi. So what does the Mishnah say? Hay yoshvin. So kol echem mevarach liatzim. Everybody makes their own bracha. He say bracha mevarachel kulan. If they begin to lean together, then everything changes. So the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting two terms, yeshiva in contrast to haseba. So this is going to be the magic word. The magic term is going to change everything, according to the whole Ritfos theory of last sugya. This is what's going to make or break when it's a chavur achas. So just what do those words mean? It would probably behoove us to define what the words yeshiva and haseba mean. So yeshiva, we think we know what it means. And based on our grandiose knowledge of the Manishtana, we think we know what Mesubim means also. So it looks like we're okay. It looks like we have a pretty good idea as to what's going on in the sugya. And Rashi bears this out. Rashi says, Beferish, that Mesubim is exactly what we thought it was. And Rashi even gives you a whole, whole Seder, what life looked like in the Roman feasting days. And basically Rashi says, below us, how Yeshvim, on the left side, on the beds, on the couches, the whole nine yards, that imagery, that's what the Haseba is all about. Anything short of that is yeshiva. So Tosus and other Rishonim begin to quote other possibilities. The Rush. Did I put the Rush in the Maamar Kamos? Yeah, the Rush on the Maamar Kamos. Let's skip down to the Rush and the fourth of the Maamar Kamos, where the Rush quotes two other distinct interpretations of what the words yeshiva and haseba mean. So the Rush quotes Rabbi Chanan al Zapiresh, Hayu Yoshvin Laisik Acher, Vinizdamin Len Lecho, Vivarach Alecha Liatzba, Valhasebu Lecho Velo Laisik Acher, Ech Vivarach Lekulon. So Ben Chananel said that Yoshvin is not so much describing a position of how we're situated around the table, but rather Yoshvin is a certain mindset that we didn't really come together to eat lunch. We didn't all walk with our invitations to the meal. We didn't make a reservation in this restaurant together. We just kind of came here. We got other things going on. So I'm sitting down because I'm trying to learn Daf Yomi. You're sitting down because you're studying for a final. The other guy's sitting down, he's on his phone trying to make a call. We all happen to be sitting together, and we all get hungry. We all kind of get hungry at the same time. Okay, great. Oh, it's so nice that we're sitting around for lunch, and everybody takes out the sandwich and eating together. That's the imagery of Yoshua. Yoshua Esek Acher. What does Haseba mean? Haseba means that we came here to eat together. And it happens to be that in the days of the Romans, in the days of the Mishnah, maybe that imagery was leaning on couches, but the physical leaning on the couch is not all that important, says Rabbi Chananel. The real thrust of the difference is it's a mindset, what the intention was. Is this a premeditated meal, or is this kind of just a meal that happened on its own? That's where Rabbi Chananel seems to take the difference between the two. Then the Rush quotes another interpretation. V'yesh b'farshim, ho yesh fin zekan v'zekan shalok esei derachila. It is a physical thing. So the Rabbi Chananel's approach of a mindset is not correct, say the yesh b'farshim. But what it means is hasei b'shiyashu svivas hashulchan. It doesn't mean with couches. It doesn't mean with the Romans, with the lines of Kolam Subim like we think of. It means lashon saviv. Not a Lashon Haseba, but a Lashon Saviv, around, when you sit Svivas HaShulchan, K'mo V'yeshvu Lecho Lechem, T'metagamina V'istachu L'mecha Lachma, by the brothers, by Mechiris Yosef. So the idea of Haseba is positioning, similar to Rashi, it's a physical position, but unlike Rashi, it's not the pshat that it's leaning on couches. It's merely sitting around in a circle, which gives more that impression that we're actually joined together as chavur achas. So the Rush writes that notwithstanding the two other pshatim, Pish Rashi, Iker Rashi's pshat is the correct one. The Lekulu Koshmer Tamidin Derav. because the other two interpretations don't seem to fit into the story of Tamid Rav. We're the famous Tamid Rav. We spoke about the Tamid Rav the other day. So a quick chazara. The Tamid Rav were coming back from Rav's Levi, and they were sitting on the edge of the river. What was the river again? I forgot what the name was. The Dank, the famous Dank River, okay? And they ate lunch. And they had a shiloh. The suffix was married to them. They weren't able to do actual haseva. That's clear. They weren't doing haseva. And they wanted to know, is there a way to kind of substitute something else? Can the simple recitation of let's sit down for lunch together, is that good enough? Does that take the place of haseva? They weren't sure. The Sava Echa told them, that is the din. So it's clear from the Gemara that they weren't doing haseva. They couldn't do haseva. They were looking for a substitute. So says the Rosh, I understand. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat, they were doing a seba. Why? By eating lunch together, they were doing a seba. What was the suffix exactly? Means that is, if a seba just means, in contrast to haphazardly being together at the same table but not really planning this event, here they were planning the event. They were sitting down for, they stopped for lunch. According to the second Pshat, the Yesh Mefarshim, a seba just means to sit around. So they were sitting around. Sitting around having a kumzit, sitting around having it around the campfire. What do the words mean? Why did they have such difficulty doing the real haseba? That they posed the question, can the amiras, let's eat together, substitute for haseba? Why they were doing real haseba? So only going to Rashi, you know what haseba means? Haseba means on your Roman couch. So the Amoraim are going on a, when you're going schlep into a Levi, you're not walking around with your couch on your back. You're not walking around with your portable mattresses to be able to, you can have a campfire and sit around and create a Kulana Levi's a Kulana Mesubim. So therefore, the Rosh says, that Gemara, the whole soup, the whole story is clearly like the Rashi's Pshat is the correct Pshat. So most of the Rishonim assume, like, that's a we paskin, we assume a loch like Rashi, that Haseba means the same. It means, well, not a lush and sivvy vote so for being around. And it doesn't mean just you happen, you know, you plan to sit down together in a circle. It doesn't mean any of that. It means Haseba pshitik mashmo. And therefore, in the absence of Haseba, it's not going to work. You can't be made to somebody else. Now again, how bad is it? Does it mean that b'di'evit you can't be made somebody else? And that was already last sugya. So according to many of the Rishonim, it's not a b'di'evit d'gedin. It's not a l'chadchil d'gedin. According to other Rishonim, it's a b'di'evit d'gedin. Shulchan Aruch was Bekel, and then we saw the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Chuvas, the Rakech. We had this whole people yesterday. What degree is this d'dru? But everybody, Ruben, the Rishonim agree to Rashi's seer of the sugya. The seer of the sugya is yes couch versus no couch.
Should
the
able to just explain one more time what the age before she was not suffering?
According to the Yesh Mefarshim, as long as you're sitting in a circle, so then you're on, that is Haseba. The Gemara is clear in the story that they couldn't do a real Haseba. They were trying to figure out, is this substitute for Haseba? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, that is Haseba. Why? They couldn't sit in a circle? What? A little circle time at the barbecue on the way that they couldn't have a kumzitz together? So the Pashas Advarim is that Haseba means Pshitik Mishmo. It is because the Balei HaTosfos assumed that such a Dava Pashat that Haseba means Pshitik Mishmo. That's why Tosis raises the question, in the correct Tosis, that how does this play out as Manazet? The problem is the Balei HaTosfos are sitting around in France in the 1100s, and nobody's doing a Seba. We don't do that anymore. So says the Balei HaTosfos, Hey, Seba Echel Baruch L'Kuv, for anu ein lanu a Seba. El Mepas Bovad, Upas Bahad Yafil Below a Seba. That we're going to get to that part of the sugi afterwards. The dafkel of the two shayu ochle baseba yitzrich maseba. El yeshiva shelanu have a kviyus lanu kaseba the two. Shehem hay regilim kolach lasvos betosvos shuchanu. The achshav kulanu oichle ma shuchan echon. Uksha anu oichle miyachad hayinu kviyus seinu. What does Taisa say? Taisa says that but many of them would make sense to say Kol Zman, you haven't done a Seba, you're not really joined together. You're lacking, you're deficient in your kvias and your guf echad of the Ritva. But Medvam Amurim, that's if you live in a society when Haseba is prevalent. So Kol Zman, you didn't do Haseba, that's a striking edge. That shows you're not really joining together. But if you live in a world, nobody does a Seba. The kings don't do a Seba, the Middle Ages. The noblemen don't do a Seba. So the Balei HaTosfos, there have been a time when the Rishon do a Seba. Nobody does a Seba. And therefore, the lack of Haseba, it doesn't show anything, it doesn't indicate anything. And therefore, we have a right to substitute the word Haseba. What word can be used to substitute Haseba? Yeshiva. Means if you have 10 guys going around, everyone spazzing around, everyone standing here, he's standing there, he's on the phone here, he's drinking here, he's walking there. So that's like the equivalent of the Gemara of Yeshiva. But Bizman Hazeh, that as far as we get is Yeshiva, so our Yeshiva, Yeshiva did not, is Kasebi did do. That's the famous word, that's the breakthrough of Shitas and Tosfos. Now, we have precedent in the Gemara for Tosfos' idea. Because even within the worldview of the Romans of Haseba being so important, the Gemara chiseled away the Haseba in the story of Tamid the Rav. The Gemara itself came to the conclusion that you can substitute Haseba is not written in stone. It's not Halacha Mishnah in Haseba. Haseba was a way that Chazal Mishayer, this is a good way of determining that you really are Gufechar or not. Just as in the days of Chazal, if you had the Amiras, Havlon, the Neichel together, that's in place of a Seba. So a Yeshiva is like that in effect. A Yeshiva is like is the equivalent of the substitute for a Seba. So that's the way Tosfos leaves the Sugya hanging, and that's the mice, that's what we pass. That's what we assume in Halacha today, that we don't insist on real Haseba. Yeshiva is good enough, but Yeshiva you do need. And let's say a person didn't have Yeshiva. Let's say I want to be Meitzio in a Hamaitzio, or Meitzio in a Yan, or Meitzio in something without Yeshiva. So then how would we view that? We would view that probably as the equivalent of someone who's Bar Chazal trying to be Meitzio somebody without Haseba. And what would we say about that? That was yesterday's year. Right? So those Rishonim who said that B'diyevet's okay, the Rokeach that said B'diyevet's okay, so then B'diyevet's gets okay. But those Rishonim who said B'diyevet's not okay, the Rashba says no good, the Rosh says lo yatsa. No, many Rishonim who said it's no good, the Shulchanoch said yeah, but many said it's no good, even B'diyevet it's no good. So those same people would probably weigh in Bizman HaZeh and say, if you don't have yeshiva, if two guys are standing next to each other, so that's not even yeshiva, so that's not the Seba of Chazal, that's not going to work, and probably not going to work, even B'diyevet. So that's the Chayr Hadol. So the only thing that changed is just the dynamics, the practicality of plugging in the word yeshiva, but everything else, the rest of the sugya is really the same, Bizman HaZeh.
And Bizman HaZeh, yeshiva would mean literally sitting, or it would mean...
I think the word yeshiva is to sit. This is not the first time.
But do you need yeshiva to be saving the dummy?
To say what?
If you have a case where everyone's staying together, but they said days of a nechol.
I mean, would that be good enough? Or do we say the days of a nechol without me there is also not going to work? I don't know if that's all. We'll see as the singing goes on. We'll see. That's part of the Tosfos issue with Kiddush and Abdullah.
Would the number of people matter?
Well, again, depending on what you think, how important you think the number of people is. So for Bracha Chora, the number of people for sure matters, because the Braisa says that Shnayim, so unless you're Sof and a boor, you can't be Meitzi somebody else. Whether that spills off to Bechzeneta, that was Rashi Shita Yeh, and Tosfos no. So we assume Halacha like Tosfos. We don't accept Rashi. Tosfos kashas were very, very overwhelming against Rashi. So everything is the same. The whole, what happened in Bizman Chazal is synonymous with what's happening in Tavshin Pei Dalet. The only quirk of a difference is Yeshiva slash Haseba. This is not the first time that we are familiar with Rishon who made this observation that things have changed. Times have changed a little bit. That our eating habits are not the same as they were in the past in terms of Mr. Olt, you had a question? Oh, that's okay. That our... Mr. Olt, you want to answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the average Shul Kiddush, where everybody's standing around, nobody can be noticing because they're not sitting?
Unless you say that Kiddush is different. We have to talk about that. We have the Tosfos talks about Havdalah, and then we have to extrapolate and see what the Dinas Kiddush is. So those may be the exceptions to the rule.
Kiddush is different than here. It's less strange.
We'll see as we go on what Kiddush and Havdalah may be better, maybe not. But we're going to have to see as we go on. So this idea, by the way, this cultural phenomenon that the Tosfos are observing, that we don't do a Seba anymore, this, of course, was a major, major machlekes Rishonim in a totally different area of halacha, in terms of when there's a requirement to do a Seba, even to lel haseder. So the Mishnah says, in the beginning of Perek Arba Pesachim, that the Mishnah says that until you do a Seba, the Mishnah is really describing not eating in the afternoon. So the Mishnah says, don't eat in the afternoon until it comes time to start the Seder. And the Mishnah describes the time of Seder as Achi Yosef, when everybody gets out the couch, the pillows, everyone starts to lean together. So the Gemara says that there's a requirement to do Haseba at the Lel HaSeder. You see, clear from the Mishnah that you're required to do Haseba. So the Gemara elaborates upon this and says, yeah, that that at different stages, different times, Lord to Lower Seder, you're obligated to do Haseba. What are the times when you do Haseba? So you do Haseba all the times when you're experiencing Cheirus. Haseba is a demonstration of Cheirus. So all the different Achilas that you do throughout the Seder that are synonymous with Zman Cheirus Seder, you do Haseba. When you're eating Moror doesn't celebrate freedom, it celebrates slavery. It reminds us of the Vemaris Chayeb. So it would be foolish, it would be counterproductive to do Haseba during Moror. But when you eat the matzah, so that's Zman Cheirus Seder. When you drink the wine, that's Zman Cheirus Seder. The only thing is, the Gemara says in Pesachim that everybody agrees, Chazal didn't institute all the wine has to be the Haseba. They only instituted some of the Dalakosos. Why? Those kosos that are the Cheiristika kosos, the kosos that really, really conjure up the images of Yisban Cheiristenu, those are the kosos that require a Haseba. Which ones do that? So now the Gemara says, we're not sure. There was a Machlokes, the later Amorim. Everyone agrees you require Haseba for Matzah. Everyone agrees you require Haseba for Yayin. Everyone agrees you don't require Haseba for Maror. And within that prat, that technical, that quirk of you need Haseba for Yayin, which ones? So one day the Gemara says the first two. Why is that? Because that's when the excitement of the Seder, that's when you really margish the Cheirus. By the time you get to benching and hollow, you're half asleep already. My Dava Hava, you're ready. Oh, you're ready just looking at the wash, trying to get the Chatzais and then go to sleep. It's tired already. So it's the first Kaisis that are the real Kaisis. And the other day it says, no, the first Kaisis was still a Vada Bayinu. It's when you get to the end, you finish the whole Seder, now you're singing Hallel, now you're Gevalt, now you really start to feel this Zman Cheirus Seder. Those are the Kaisis that require Haseba. So that's where the Gemara has a very, very famous Pesach. Who knows? Remember the Gemara? What do? We have a suffix, a machlekes. It's an unresolved machlekes. One Amir says two versions of what Rava said. Rav Papa and Rav Papi, two Tamidim of Rava had a machlekes, what the Rebbe said. So what is the Gemara saying?
Do all four.
So lo kirmar, lo kirmar. Therefore, what do you do? You do all four. Since we don't know which ones are right, you do all four. Know who Rebbe? So come on, a little Chazar. You should do what? You should do none. It's a suffix of Malakul. It's a whole Haseba. It's not possibly a Chumash Haseba. Haseba is a Dindir Abundant. So we should be Megal and not do Haseba. Well, why do you have to be so religious, so frum? So strict. Everything's so strict. More relaxed. Chill out a little bit. You don't have to do Haseba. So the Ran has his two famous Terutz. No, come on. The idea of a little bit. No, come on.
What does the Ran say?
So the Ran says, one answer the Ran says is that it's so easy. What's the big, you're drinking the kais anyway. It's not like we're telling you to go to the fridge, get another bottle of wine. You're drinking the kais anyway. It's enough kamina. Either drink the kais like this, or drink the kais like this. What's the big deal? Enough kamina, you have a few more stains in your kitla. It's going to go to the cleaners anyway after Pesach. So what's the... Or like me, you're usually going to realize, every year, I realize my kitla gets all dirty at the Seder, so I remember. When do I remember to take it to the cleaners? You think I wear kitla, Rosh Hashanah? By Kondidra, when I take my kitla out of the closet, Kondidra, I realize, oh my goodness, yeah, it has grape juice chain, like wine stains, and chicken gravy stains on it. So that's why I have more than one kitla. I have my, the dirty kitla and the clean kitla. So the Ran says it's no big deal. You're going to drink the wine anyway. So to do it, Shalom B'derech Tircha, you should do it. The Ran has a big yisayah. The Ran says, that suffix to the kula only means if it's a pain in the neck. If it's a hassle to do it, then you don't have to do it. But if it's so easy to do it, just do it. What's the big deal? Who's wondering about that, Ron? We spoke about this year, didn't we? We never spoke to Ron this year? Last year? The year before? Never? Yeah, we did talk about it. This is an unbelievable rod. This is a Yisrael sticker rod. No, come on, guys. We should stop the whole thing of a saber. Talk about this rod. Come on. What's Mechudish about this rod? The rod is learning that something to Rabban Lakula is like, it's like a bidiyavit. It's like, all right, you know, you're not sure. You're like, it's Chanukah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to get undressed to go downstairs, get a light. It's like, all right. It's all Zayin. But if it's so easy to do, you're supposed to do it. Some of your Bar Lakula is not a green light. That's everything is okay. Who probably disagrees with that? You never spoke about this. The Rambam, Tosfos, and Menachos. No, the whole year. There's a Tosfos and Menachos in Afsamavav that says that you're allowed to count Sfira during Ben Hashmashos. Why? since Tosfos held it, Sfiras Omer was banned as only with the Rabbanon, so Safi Darbon Makula. So you're allowed, it's okay, you're allowed to count Sfiras Omer banished brushes. So the Sfas Emes asked the Kasha on that Tosfos Emes and it's Chedushim and Kachim, you know, the whole Pesach and Kachim. So the Sfas Emes asked the Kasha, Tosfos loved the Kasha, he says, I don't understand. I understand why Tosfos justifies counting Sfiras Omer banished brushes, but how can you make a bracha? Vis-a-vis the mitzvah, Safi Torah Mal Lekula, vis-a-vis the bracha, it's what? Safi Bracha's Tachal. I mean, you may not have been Yotze. Taisa says, count your Ben Hashmash, it's okay. You're allowed to risk it, live your life dangerously. It's only Dravon Nenu, a big deal. But Lamai said, there's a 50-50 chance you weren't Yotze. So how can you make Chashek Yishan Yotze? It's a Safi Bracha's Tachal. That's Tosfos Kasha. What's the answer to that Kasha? It's a very Lomdish Teretz. Lomdish Teretz is that Taisa apparently understood that when you rely on Sveikat Rabban Lekula, I say I'm Yaitse the Mitzvah because Sveikat Rabban Lekula. What does that mean? Leish Lachkor. That means I'm Yaitse Mitar Sofek or I'm Yotze what? Mitar Zvadai. The same Rabbanim, the same rabbis, the same Beis Din HaGadol that instituted Sfiras Omer B'zman Hazeh said, you're allowed to live your life Sveikat Rabban Lekula. When I do a mitzvah through the vehicle Sveikat Rabban Lekula, I'm Yaitse Mitar Zvadai, not Yaitse Mitar Sofek. Avadai is Yaitse the Mitzvah. I don't have to be from. There's nothing from about counting Sfira after dark, according to Tosfos, it's the exact same Kima Mitzvah. So that Tosfos in Menachos is clearly disagreeing with this Rad. Because the Rad is saying, no, wait a second. Think a million times over before you rely on Sfeikas being Lekula. If it's a big hassle, a big pain in the neck, then you don't have to do it again. But if it's so easy, so then do it. Tosfos would never say, do it. Tosfos says, I'm Yetzi ready. According to Tosfos, Sfeikas on Lekula, finish Pateras Vaadai. So the first Teretz of the Rad is a loaded Teretz. But that's not even the famous Teretz. That's the least famous Teretz. What's the real famous Teretz of the Rad? Everybody knows the second Teretz. First Teretz, nobody knows. What's the second Teretz? The Rad writes, if you rely on the principle of Sfeikat Rabban Lekula, you're going to end up in the following. The first two Kaisers, so he'll call the rabbi and says, Rabbi, do I have to do a seva in the first two cases? So the rabbi's going to look up and say, Shesh Baitza. He's going to say, Shach, Klom, Sveik, Sveik, Rabban Lekula. Yeah, you don't have to. So Yitaka, you don't have to. Then you're going to get the Kos Shlish and Kos Ravi. You're going to call up the same rabbi. Call another rabbi. Say, what do I do? Do I do a seva now? No, you don't have to, because you probably blew it anyway. You probably missed it the last time around. So, you know, it's all right. It's okay. You don't have to bother doing a seva now either. So, it's a seva. I just got rid of the seva. That's ridiculous. That's a violation of what? You blew the mitzvah. You are invoking Sfeikat Rabban Lekula in a situation. What kind of a Sfeik? What do we call that? We have two bad words for that in halacha. It's a very bad phrase. That's called a taita disasri. You associate yourself. Chazal misakein haseba by dalek kaisus or by beis kaisus is more correct thing to say. We don't know which set of kaisus they were misakein, but they were definitely misakein somewhere. Gemara says Yayin Tzor Chaseba, Matzah Tzor Chaseba, and Yayin Tzor Chaseba. So for sure you require Chaseba for something. So if you're going to go out of your way and not do a Chaseba at all, and you're going to be very, very lumpish, you're going to walk around and flaunt the Yeshay Shmaitz, that's Sfeikat Rabban Lekula, but you would just say to yourself, how can you say Sfeikat Rabban Lekula, but Makom Taita Disasri? So the Ran says, you can't do that. So says the Ran, so what should your other option be? You can't get away with doing nothing. That's like worse than Davin Mincha on Friday and 7 o'clock. That's like the worst. That's like you're horrible. Yeah, but you can't do that. So what's your other option? I won't be precise to myself. You know what I'll do? Give me another option. So that was choice number one is no aseba on all four. Not a good choice. Bad choice. Time to disaster. Okay, what's my next choice? I'll do aseba on the first two. Right? Why not? You can't call me time to disaster guy. I'm not saying to myself. I'm taking a stand. What's the answer? Who are you? But the Gemara said we don't know. We don't know what the halacha is. So you are so smart. Ravina Rav Ashi, Seif HaRad Ninu. They closed the Gemara. The final word came down. The curtain comes down on Talmud Bavli and says, we don't know the din. So the nincompoop in Bergenfield in 2024, I think the first two curses. Ophelius Daiti, that's the right thing. My chazan, the son was I. So this nincompoop does it in the first two, and the other guy across the street does it in the last two. So as a nincompoop, he's a nincompoop. They're both nuts. So those are not options either. So there are four choices to answer to this question. Either no aseim at all, that's ridiculous, that's this answer. To pick the first two is amaratzim. To pick the last two is vayit amaratzim. So the first guy's a rosh, the second two guys are amaratzim. So there's only one choice. What's the last choice?
Same on all four.
Same on all four. Let's bear. Rosh is rosh, no bear. What do you do? Says the rat, that's the shazik. That's a famous, famous rat. Then you have a situation with sfeik d'abonim b'mokom tadid esasrei. Not only can you not be mekel l'gamrei, you can't arbitrarily pick one over the other. You must go in the direction of being machmer and wall. Nu in yad yer, Rabbi say. Nu what's kash in the rad? Famous Steven Rans. Come on. It's the most famous Stevens of all Rans. The rad of Gideon Masech is Megillah. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. You read the Megillah and either you're Dalet or Tezvav, depending whether you're a walled city. Everyone saw the big highlight yesterday, Chris of Megillah in Gaza? No one saw it? There's Chris of Megillah in Gaza yesterday. You know why? The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you're not going to be able to make it to Purim, either you're down, you're not going to make it to use Maneim, you're not going to make it. You're going onto the into the desert, you're going on a boat right, you're not going to be having Megillah for Purim. So the Yerushalmi says that, based on the Pasuk, it says, Achidash Nepach, the Yerushalmi says, when all else fails, you can read the Megillah story for Shchosh Adar. So B'dievidi, I'd say the entire month. So the police can say, we don't really follow that Rishab, because that doesn't appear in the Bible. The Bible speaks about laying on Yidal, if you base it, Yimel, Yidal, Tazbab, 5 days. It doesn't mention laying on Zayin, on the Moshe Ben Zuritzai. We never heard of laying it. So the police can say that we don't really follow the Rishab. We bought if a person's Mamash Azasha Sadcha, he's really not going to hear the Megillah. So he should at least read it without a bracha, at least Yishalmi. So at least you yaitzei according to somebody. So that's what the place can write in Hilchos Megillah, that if you have a situation where a guy mamish, let's say a guy knows a week before Purim he's going to go into the hospital, he's going to be out cold for the next 2 weeks. So we would tell him read the Megillah without a bracha. So there was a psak that was given yesterday to some of the soldiers who know in advance the next couple of days. It's not going to be shock for them to read the Megillah on Purim. So the psak was, she followed the Rishab, she said there was a Kriyas Megillah yesterday in Gaza without a bracha. And the psak was that if and when if Purim comes and they have some time, that's safe to read the Megillah, so then they should read it again with a bracha. We don't really, really hold it to Rishab, but we just do it as a little bit of a mash or something. So there's a picture of some of the soldiers laying the Megillah yesterday based on that psak. If and when they get to lay the Megillah next week, so then the psak was given, they should lay it on Sunday, not on Monday. That we assume, we don't really know whether what areas of Gaza were Mukavas Chayma. Maybe some of the cities probably were Mukavas Chayma, but since we don't know, so that's the next part. So we have a suffix in Mukavas Chayma, so we pass it you later on your dollar.
In that case, have to be somebody
who's that's part of the general. That's part of that general story about can you have Mukavim be motzi? Can you have Yidalef people be Yidalef people be motzi? Yidalef people, I don't know, not sure. Got to ask the Rabbanut, they're the ones who orchestrated this. They didn't call me to ask me. Okay. Anyway, somebody just showed me the picture yesterday. It was funny, they just showed, like, they had a clip of the lady. So, I don't know like, why they clipped after this pasuk. It was the one pasuk that we don't lay into the tune of the Megillah. It was like, yeah, Melchus Esther. It was one thing that was off tune. Curry didn't exactly. He knew to do it different, but he didn't have it perfect down pat. It was fun. They could have picked like who the vice over simple. They could have picked something else. But they picked the one pulsing. That's not that challenge for the Curry to later because it's a little bit of a different tune. Anyway, whatever it is, back to that story. So the Rad is a famous Rad in the Gideon Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara Megillah says, "What are we talking about this for?" Haseba. Okay, Haseba. And it's 2:20 already, retired. Okay, finish up Haseba, then we'll double. So the, get back to Tosis. So the Gemara says that, hey, in Maseches Megillah, that what do you do if you have a Suffolk Yom Kevitz Chayma? I have no idea. Well, Kevitz Chayma depends not on now, it depends on Yeshua Ben Nun. The Yerushalmi says that when Chazal formulated the Takana of Mukefes Chaim, the Pesukim Megillah, Aria Prazim, when it speaks about the walled cities and unwalled cities, they decided to make the Takana based on what was walled in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. What a bizarre time to pick. They should have picked the time of, how about like when the next happened? Like, wouldn't that have made more sense? So the Rishami says, Mishum covered Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was in the Churban then. So there were no walled cities then. Everything was destroyed. It was in the middle of the Churban. So they felt it would be a big embarrassment there in Israel. There were no walled cities in the old days. It was a sign of the Shemans. Those are the stronger cities. So therefore, they made the Takana based on what it looked like back in the days of Shubinun. So the Gemara says, what if you have a city you don't know whether it's walled or not? So the Gemara gives you a list, the Brice, it gives you all the lists of all the walled cities. So 99% of those cities, we have no idea where they are. Now, the only one we know with absolute, complete certainty is Yerushalayim. The other cities were, you know, it's very hard to ascertain exactly where they were. So let's say you have a certain city that you don't know whether it's walled or not. So the Gemara gives two different examples of not knowing. Either you don't know because you just don't know the history, or you don't know because you're not sure if he did whether that's called walled or not. So one of the cities that we're not sure is Tiberia. The Gemara says that Tiberia is a funny city because it had a wall around it, but not completely around it. Why did it not have a wall on one side? What do you need a wall for? You got the water. You're better, right? So where are the attackers going to come? They're going to come from aqua careful. Where are they going to come exactly? So so you have a wall three quarters around it, and the rest was the water and shoyim. So when they attack from kibbutz Ein Gev down the side, so no one's going to get to you. So the Gemara says they weren't sure what the status of Tiberias is. They weren't sure what the status of Hutzel, a couple of cities here and there. They couldn't put their fingers on exactly which data lane. So the Gemara says that the Amorim who lived in these cities used to land on both. To land both on Yudala and on Tetzvav. So the Rad quotes a tradition from the Gaonim that was just a Midas Chassidus. That's not really the Halacha. And the Ikra Din, Mikradin, you don't have to land on both. Mikradin, you can just land on the first one. Why? So the Rad gives two reasons. One is because you have a rov. Most cities are Takana, walled. And the other reason is, even without that, the Rambam says, Sveki Devon Lakula, Christmas is only Devon anyway, so you pick the first day and shine, and you're laying it. Once I lay the first day, I don't have to bother to lay the second day. I'm ready, Safa goes, yeah, it's ready, shine, Gemana. That's it. So the Mishnah Melech, the beginning of his Megillah, points out that these two Rambams associate with each other. It's a Tatar Sassi, the Rambam. Then the Rambam in Hilchas Pesach, but Lil HaSeder says that you have to do a Seva in all four, because otherwise, you can't arbitrarily pick one over the other. You can't be making on both, and you can't arbitrarily pick one. So really, you're stuck with all four. So the Chur, according to that logic, the Ran should have said, not like the guy, the Ran should have said, I can't miss both. It'll come the first day, you're down, and I'll say, no, I'm a walled city, I'm not going to lane. Then Tezbal said, oh, sorry, I missed it yesterday, I was in another walled city, you can't do that, that's not an assassin. You missed both days, bro. You can't arbitrarily pick one. Why do you think you're smarter than Chizkiya and Rabbi Asi? They didn't know whether it was walled or not, so you're going to tell me you're smarter? So you can't arbitrarily pick one. So the Chara, you should have to pick both Mikra Din. So why does the Ran in Megillah say, Mikra Din, you pick the first, and the Ran Pesachim says, Mikra Din, you have to pick all four?
Isn't it different because the majority of the cities are unwalled, so they say Chazaka that this one would be unwalled?
But the problem is that the Ran says both reasons. The Ran first uses the reason of Rov, but then he says something about the Kul itself would be enough. Because Tiberia, you can't say Rov. If the nature of the suffix is a historical data, I don't know whether this city was walled or not, so then Rov would work. Tiberia wasn't a suffix of whether it was a lachik suffix, Rov, so the law is not going to help me.
The Rav gave his first answer and the other side
about... His first answer would make sense here, okay.
Is the second answer on qualifying in there, or...
No, it's a totally different answer, yeah. So what's the difference?
Because it requires a bracha, while Hesed doesn't require a bracha.
You make with the bracha, without a bracha.
Making possibly bracha, like Paul would be saying like this.
So you know you leave without a bracha the second day. It's hard to understand.
What's the din of someone in
Mukhef Eschoma
being attending Dali?
We assume the Ibn Yetzeh. Baruch Shazal Chumar Zeh. So the Mishnah Melech has this famous teretz. Others debate this teretz. Mishnah Melech has a famous teretz. Mishnah Melech says that when the Ran said that when you have a suffix to upon the kula, but that is asked, you have to be mach, but it all ends, he meant only in a case, like the case of Malachosis, where if you make ill, if you pick one over the other and you're wrong, then the entire Malachosis, the whole Takonis Chacham of Haseba was just Nekra. I mean, we're not going to have a situation where everyone's going to do Ishkal Yosh Meir of Yasin. We're going to tell everybody, everyone do the first two cases. Chazal is going to tell us, we don't know what the din is, everyone's doing all do the first case. But the Machlal House of God is going to say first two, and Archul is going to say the last two, and it's not Shaykh. So we're going to have everybody do the first two. And then the Achamev Yasin Shana, we're all going to come up to Shemayim, and the Chosh Baruch is going to ask us, how come you guys didn't do Haseba for Yayin? So we're going to say, what do you mean? It said in the Maxwell House, I've got to lean at the first two cases. So Baruch Shalom is going to say this, but the days that talked to the days in Hagodol, Sadlishik Sagozis, and they didn't use the Maxwell. They said it was the last two. Whoops, so sorry we missed. It wasn't that you missed. Klal Yisrael missed. We're going to destroy the mitzvah of the Tahoe. We're going to take the Takonos Chacham of Haseba, Yayin Tzach Haseba, and toss it out the window. Says the Ran, you can't create a psach that's going to be for all of Klal Yisrael that's going to end up uprooting a mitzvah because you don't know what to do. By Kriyas HaMegillah, so imagine the following. All the Jews in Tiberia are going to come up to Shemayim. after 120 years, the Rosh was going to ask you, why'd you guys lean on your Dalad? According to the Gaonim, you really lean on your Dalad. Mikra didn't, it's only the very religious people lean both. The Hamon Am lean on your Dalad and called it a day. So the Rosh was going to ask you, why do you lean on Tezvav? What are you going to answer? Sofet Yomel Nekula. What Gaval, but Kriya Sama Gimel didn't take place on Tezvav? Yes, it did. Get a bus drive, 2.5 hours south, to go to Yerushalayim. They're still part of there having a great time in Tezvav. I wasn't Ike the Takon of Tezvav. I, as a Yochid, this particular city of Tiberia, didn't quite do things right. Okay, Chatosiv Ispashati, Tiberia goofed. But when you have a Sophie that's like, yeah, for all of Klai Yisrael, that's going to be Ike the Etzemat Takon, that's what the Ram was bothering about. The Ram didn't care about a Yochid losing a mitzvah to Rabban and Sveita Balakula. Who cares? Big deal. The Ran said he can be mavata the Takon of Dalakasis. That's the problem. There's a famous Mishnah Melech. Again, enough of that. This is all introduction. This wasn't our topic. I had absolutely no plan today when I came to share to talk about this. What I wanted to talk about was Yayin Tzur Chaseba, Matzah Tzur Chaseba. You have to Aseba. How do you do that today? How in the world do you do Aseba today? Tell you the Heilig about Tesis just sent us. Sorry, there's no Aseba today. We're not going to sit on our couches. It's a joke, I have said. What? This is Aseba today? So what do you do? Gevalt. Allah Tosh says, "Ain't one of us saying bismarazah." So what do we sing in Manish Tarek? Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kumanu misubin. Who are you joking? Halayla hazeh, kumanu yoshvin, kibosh ochlim, v'yoshvin, kol ha'shana. That's what Manish Tarek should come to an end. Avodim ayinu, and go move on. So who are you joking? Halayla hazeh, kumanu misubin. So, but the Mishnah says, actually Yosef, the Mishnah said, matzah tichaseba, imacho b'li haseba le'yotza. So what's going on? How does this whole sugya play out for the Leila Seder? So we got a month of Pesach. I have to figure this out. So hopefully tomorrow we'll try to just put the answer to this question, put this question to rest, and then get back to a little bit back to Masechet Brachos. Okay, stop here.